And I was all over the place, but I was all right. I was there. Good morning. I'm glad to see everyone seem to have gotten here safely, gotten here fine. I know yesterday we all were a little concerned, wondering what was going on, saw the snow a little bit and ice coming down and all of that. But guess what, family? We got an incredible God. We have an incredible God who knows what's best, and he loves each and every one of us, and we need to realize that and understand it. Before we get started, if we can go ahead and go to God in prayer, let us pray. Dear Lord, gracious Father, Father, we are so grateful and thankful to you for how you watch over us and protect us. How you love us, Father, unconditionally. Father, I pray that you would be with each and every heart in this room. Be with me today, dear God, as you allow me, Father, to speak to everyone here, dear God, on what's on my heart. Father, I pray, dear God, that we can just take something today and be able to talk about it and be able to take it home and be able to take it and put it into practice. We're grateful to you, we thank you, we love you. All these things I pray in your son's name, amen. Family, today, you know, there's a lot of times where people can say sometimes I can be long-winded. But I promise you today, that ain't one of those days. God has put something on my heart that is short, that is sweet, but I tell you what, you're gonna have to really swallow it. Okay? As you know, we've been, Kenton, over the past couple of weeks have been talking about love the Lord your God with all your heart. Isn't that what we've been talking about? And I tell you, it has been really challenging, the things that he's talking about. When it says, you know, you love your God with all. See, there's where the problem lies, is in that word all. Today, the thing that I realized when I went back and started looking at the things that Kenson was showing us in regards to this, one thing kept coming back to me over and over and over again was the whole thing of trust. That without trusting God with all of you, there's no way you will ever be able to love the Lord your God, with all your heart. It's impossible. Now, later on, Joe is going to be doing a real in-depth study on this whole thing of trust. I just want to give you a little taste about this thing called trust. Now, I want you to sit here a moment. I'm gonna ask you a question. I just want you to answer it to yourself. I want you to answer it. Don't say it out loud. Just say it to yourself. The question is this. Do you trust God? That's the question. So I just want you to answer that for yourself. But you know what? I asked myself that same question. And the answer I came back with is, absolutely, I trust God. But see, the problem was, I asked myself the wrong question. As a disciple of Jesus, I would hope you trust God. But the real question is, how much Do you trust him? That is the real question that we need to ask ourselves. And I found out that that was a little harder for me to answer than the first one. So what did I do? I went to the dictionary to find out what this word trust, what does it mean? To trust is to believe in the reliability, trust, ability, or strength of someone. So when it comes to trusting God, that means believing in his reliability, his word, his ability, and his strength. Because see, the Bible says that God cannot lie, that he always keeps his promises, that we can trust in, that we can believe in. Other words that are very similar to that is confidence, belief, faith, freedom from suspicion or doubt, sureness. In Jeremiah 17, 7 to 8, this is the only thing you're going to see today from me, is trust the Lord. That's it. Because when you walk out this door, that's what I want you to remember, is to trust the Lord. Jeremiah 17, verse 7 to 8 says, "But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit." Isn't that incredible? To trust something and believe in something that much, that even during drought, you're like, no issue. Okay, all right. It's a little uncomfortable, but I'm still gonna be all right. How many times have we had things go on and we wonder if we're gonna be all right? Who did we trust in? See, the first thing I do want to talk about is trusting God in uncertainty. Right now, we are in uncertain times. We don't know what's going to happen. Some people don't know if they're going to have a job tomorrow. We don't know if we're going to be able to stay in our home. Things are getting so expensive now. I don't know if you went to go get an egg. I know for me, no eggs in the Copeland household. I went for a dozen eggs, $12. I said, I know you made a mistake. A dollar an egg? Well, guess where that carton of eggs is right now? Still in the store. But during these uncertain times, these are the things that we have to deal with. But remember, trust in the Lord, and we'll still be all right. See, with the Lord, he'll just tell you, you know what? Get some rice. You don't need egg, get some rice. Get something else that's cheaper so that you can sustain yourself until this is all done. And then I'll treat you. That's what our God does. He treats us when we obey him and we trust him. In Psalms 89, starting in verse 8, it says, "Who is like you, Lord God Almighty? You, Lord, are mighty and your faithfulness surrounds you. You rule over the surging sea when its waves mount up. You still them. You crush Rahab like one of the slain. With your strong arm, you scattered your enemies. The heavens are yours, and yours also the earth. You founded the world and all that is in it. You created the north and the south, Tabor and Hermon. Sing for joy at your name. Your arm is endowed with power. Your hand is strong, your right hand exalted. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Love and faithfulness go before you. Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, Lord. They rejoice in your name all the day long. They celebrate your righteousness. Is this you? Because I know for me, it wasn't me. I was one at times I was rejoiced when things go well. Okay? When things got hard, I would have a little frown on my face. Not happy about the circumstance. That's okay to be concerned. Because being concerned about something means you're going to pay up more attention to it and you're going to try to help to do something about it. But not being worried about it. To the point where God is out of the picture and you just out there just trying to do anything and everything to try to make something happen. See, uncertainty can leave us feeling vulnerable and afraid. But in the midst of life's unknowns, we have a trustworthy anchor, God's unwavering presence and faithfulness. When we are faced with uncertainty, we remember that God is in control. God is faithful, and his plans for us are good. We can trust the Lord to strengthen and help us, upholding us with his righteous, which is righteous right hand. In Isaiah 41:10, it says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." That's our God. But the only way we're going to know him, we got to be in his word, family. We have to know what his promises are. For us to be able to trust, guess what? You have to know. I know, like with my wife. My wife and I now have been married for 37 years. Truly all to the glory of God. That woman would have gotten rid of me many, many years ago. But you know what? Because she trusts God, there has been trust that I'm going to do what I need to do, even though I've fallen short. Okay? And guess what? It's been a great 37 years, and I'm looking forward to 37 more. But you know what, though, family? It takes trust in getting to know someone before you're able to go that far. There is nothing I won't do for her. Why? Because I trust her. Do you trust God enough with every single aspect of your life? Think about that. Not just those things that, you know, yeah, God, you handle that. No, with every aspect of your life. Can you trust and do you trust God? It's not easy, family. I'm not going to stand up here and tell you that it is. But it's okay, though. Guess what? Just like with the message that Kenton did last week, where he talked about Peter, right? And Jesus asked him three times, "Do you love me? Guess what? He never in that conversation ever got to the point of the love that Jesus was talking about. But guess what? Jesus was like, that's okay. That's okay. You're going to get there. You may not be there right now, but you will get there. And for us, we will get there. If we just continue to fight and believe in him. When times are hard, do you trust God? In Genesis 15, just real quick, as you remember, despite having great faith, Abraham could be unsettled by nagging fears and doubts. Because, see, he was promised something. What was he promised, family? There you go. And guess what? 10 years had gone past from that promise, and guess what he didn't have? During that time, you can get a little hard and bitter when something hasn't happened in a while. I know I've been there, because I'm thinking it's supposed to happen yesterday. Okay, and 10 years went by, and I still don't have that thing that I asked you about. Doubt comes in to question, can you really do what you say you're going to do? Look in the Word, family. That's what we have to go back to, because that's where it is. That's where the answer is. That is why in the opening of Genesis 5, God says to him, do not be afraid. I am your shield, your very great reward. Abraham was struggling to believe, which we all do at times. We all struggle with that thing of belief. God's promise to make him the father of a great nation was now about 10 years old, and he and Sarah did not have a child. We all know the pain of promises unfulfilled. They can leave an aching void in our hearts and homes. Perhaps we follow God's call and step out in faith. We risk something for his kingdom, but we don't see the hoped for results. At times like that, it can be hard to keep trusting in God. Like the psalmist would cry out, in Psalm 6:3, how long, Lord? How long? Have you ever felt that way? Where you just say, Lord, how long am I going to be in this? How long is this going to continue? But see, we got to realize, family, God knows what's best, and he knows when that time is. The good news is that God understands our doubts and fears. He generously responds to the prayer that says in Mark 24:24, Lord, I believe, help me overcome my unbelief. Isn't that interesting? I believe. But then he said, help me overcome my unbelief. See, there's the point I'm talking about of that full, without question, believing in God. See, it's the whole thing of how much do you trust God? I think we all trust him. But I truly believe that in this room, we all are all on that spectrum of trust. And the thing is God wants us to be at a point where we trust him 100%. Where there's no question, there's no doubt. Where are you on the spectrum? God wants to know. God explains that his ways are higher than we can imagine. In Isaiah 55:9, it says, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are the ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. thoughts. See, we can't compare to God. Sometimes we think we can. We think we got the answers. But our ways and our thoughts will never compare to God's. So let God do his job. But you stand up and make sure you do your job. See, the thing to understand is, and his timing is impeccable. Never early, never late. Trusting in these truths allows us to experience God's peace and rest. Isn't that incredible to know? That, you know, it's interesting that God is never early. You notice that? You know, it's not like you say it and it's done. You say it and it's done. Don't quite work like that. The reason why is because if he did, guess what? Your chest would be so poked out here because you talk about, look what I did. See, I took care of that. That was easy. No problem. But you know what, though? God is never too late, neither. Because right at that moment when it looks like it's done, it's finished, there's no way there's going to be a way to get out of this, guess what? Our Lord steps in and he makes something happen. And you go, that's got to be God. Because I tried everything I could try and it didn't work. It didn't look like there was a way out of this. He found a way. That's trusting, believing that he will take care of it. Like I said, family, we need to be concerned about circumstances and things that we are going through. But we don't need to sit around and worry so that we get so caught up that we forget all about God and we just well up in this pity party, in this way in which we do things. Trusting God is where we need to go. Amen? And I just want to say one thing on that before I close out here. In Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him and he will make your path straight. Do you believe that? Do you truly, truly believe that, like I said, trust in the Lord with all your heart? And then lean not on your own understanding, in all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Do you believe God will make your path straight? Or are you still on that road that's looking like a snake? you just like, you know what, God? I know you said go straight down that way, but you know what? I'm going to go way on over there. Hopefully I come back around, see that and go way over there. No. If we trust in what God says, even though when you look down there, it looks like that might be difficult, you say, you know what, God, because you say so, that's where I'm going. That's where I'm going. Because you said going straight, going that way is the best way. As you all know, Jackie and I will be, if God willing, we'll be leaving soon. We'll be going to Tennessee. And this journey that we've been on to Tennessee has been a 4-year journey. This hadn't just started. And guys, I can say to you that with this whole thing of trust, we had to trust God a whole lot during this time. And every time we trusted God, and since we've been trusting God, God has blessed this journey we have been on. I say to you, trust God, family. Trust Him, even though when it's hard to trust. And there's times when you're going to get there, when it's going to be hard to trust God. But you need to trust Him anyway. You need to find that place. You need to get into the Word. You need to hear what it says. You need to beat your body to submission to the point where it obeys what God says. Because when we do that, when we get to that point of trust, then we will know that we're doing what God wants us to do. God invites us to trust in Him, to surrender our worries, doubts, and fears into His capable hands. This involves a conscious choice to rely on God's wisdom and guidance rather than leaning on our own limited understanding. In a world filled with uncertainty, we can find solace in the unchanging character of God. The Lord is faithful, steadfast, and true. He will fulfill every promise He has made. Remember what that I just said there. Every promise He has made. When we place our trust in the Lord, we tap into the wellspring of His grace, His strength, and peace. Trusting God doesn't mean that we will never face challenges or hardships, but it does mean that we can confidently face hard times knowing that God is with us, working all things together for our good. We can rest in the assurance that God is in control and that His plans for us are perfect. Trusting God requires humility, family. A recognition that His ways are higher than ours. It involves surrendering our need for control and embracing His divine wisdom and timing. As we submit our lives to the Lord, He directs our path, leading us on a journey of purpose and fulfillment. Let's trust God with all our heart. In every circumstance, may we lean on His understanding and submit to His will. As we trust God, we experience His faithfulness, and our lives become a testimony to His goodness and grace. Thank you.